On this week's Tourism Roundup, Jamaica expanding its wings to South America. This as part of efforts to get more Latin American visitors. Also, stick around for our No Jamaica segment. I'm Andre Palmer. Stay tuned. North America is one of Jamaica's strongest tourism market. But in recent years, Latin America has emerged as a new market, one the Ministry of Tourism is keen on growing. To ensure that a platform for growth is created, the Ministry of Tourism is moving to put several measures in place, one of which is ensuring tourists from that region have a reliable means of traveling to Jamaica. Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett recently announced that South American airline Copa Airlines will offer 11 flights per week from Panama to Jamaica starting in July. The new arrangement will make Copa the largest South American airline bringing tourists to Jamaica from Latin America. Minister Bartlett adds that eventually Latin American travelers will be able to access daily flights to Jamaica out of Panama.
The next good news is that we are looking at opening up more and more countries in South America into the visa-free arrangements so that you don't have to worry. Direct flight into Kingston or Montego Bay, that will come. But importantly, once you go through Panama, there's no visa requirement to get into Jamaica.
Avianca Airlines will offer non-stop flights to Jamaica from Colombia starting early 2019. In October, Jamaica will sign a multi-destination marketing memorandum of understanding MOU with Peru to strengthen tourism relations between both countries. Minister Bartlett says the multi-destination MOU was largely impacted by the recent agreement between the government and Copa Airlines.
So this whole new arrangement is to give energy to these key partners in tourism and to enable small countries to get wealth from tourism, because the power of that wealth is in the hands of the creative products. So we're excited about what this will bring.
Vice Minister of Tourism for Peru, Silvia Ruiz Zarate, says talks between Jamaica and Peru were positive, and she can't wait to get the MOU in operation.
We want to maybe work in some issues like gastronomy, tourists, and small and enterprises. We have actually a fund now that we are cooperating with them. And we have culture tourism very strong here. And we know you have like the music and the entertainment tourists very developed, and we want to know about you too. And we're waiting for working together that.
Vice Minister Zarate says the agreement will benefit both countries.
It will be very good for our tourists and for the people who want to know Jamaica. And also for people from Jamaica who want to know Peru and also Machu Picchu.
To a place called Jamaica.
In our No Jamaica segment this week, we visit the Falmouth Pier in Trelawney. Falmouth Cruise Ship Pier on the northern coast of Jamaica offers great access to shopping, excursions, and even the island's local history. When you arrive at the Falmouth Cruise Port, the pleasures of Jamaica are right at your fingertips. The port is special because it has the capacity to welcome two cruise ships at a time. That's it for this week's edition of Tourism Roundup. With studio engineer Joel Samuels, I'm Andre Palmer.
Out of many comes one people.
ABC, 1, 2, 3.
Match for you and me and he.
Be a friend's gone to work. Them a do the match. We a girl if it's school. Me a do the maths. Me polishing my shoes. Me pulling up my socks. Taxi man collecting fear. Afi do the maths. The numeracy level not drop and be proud of that. That. Match in the schools need to improve. That.
Challenge myself, set goals up top. Maths are for me, maths are for you.
A message from the Ministry of Education, Youth and Information. Math counts.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.